This week's been any different, considering you guys don't usually lose around here? Dealing with that, is it any different?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a fun place to be when you're losing games. So I think it's like I think everyone's kind of talked about it. That's talked to me. You know, it's a higher sense of urgency. It's, you know, working as hard as you possibly can. I think losing is always a reality check, you know, whether it's the opener, mid-season, towards the end of the season, week four, like anytime we lose around here, it's a reality check that, you know, everyone, you got to get to work. You know, you don't know if your job's on the line. You know, things happen fast in the NFL, and, you know, the key thing when things stay the same is when you win. So when you lose, I think guys have really come in and tried to lock in on everything Bill has said in the morning meetings. And then once we break up, every detail that we need to do to get better on offense, defense, and special teams. So, you know, we left Thursday night with a lot to work on. And, you know, we've tried to just take advantage of the time we've had and hit everything the coach has come up with.
Do guys really think about their job security right after a loss, or, like, because of the environment that this kind of place is?
I mean, I think so. You know, just the way the NFL works, is rare that you don't, you know, if you go on Twitter or, you know, guys that watch NFL Network or ESPN, you always see some type of transaction through the league. And I think you have to, you know, when you don't win, that means you're not playing well. So change can always happen.
Are things like mental toughness, competitiveness, things we heard post-game, are those things you can work on as a team, or is the teams just having them?
I think so. I think it comes with being able to execute and do the things you need to do, you know, when it's hard, you know. So, you know, when we're having a hard practice, does the execution and, you know, what we're doing in practice stay at a high level? Does it dip, you know? And, you know, the good thing about practice, it's offense, defense, we're all going against each other. So, you know, if the offense looks bad, then, you know, Bill's going to get on in the defense. So, you know, we've had a heightened alertness, I guess you can call it, for that. You know, how can we make sure throughout a whole practice that the practice stays crisp and we execute at a high level? Obviously, you're going to have mistakes. Everything's not going to be perfect. But does, you know, is there a big dip? You know, and I think the one of the biggest things, too, is we talk about around here, is we always talk about stringing good days together. So, you know, coming out and having a good Wednesday practice, Thursday practice, then you can string good games together. And I think that's been our focus. And I think that builds mental toughness when you can continue to do that and, you know, have, you know, everyone that's on the field playing at a high level and effort and everything on a day-in, day-out basis, that builds mental toughness.
How do you make sure that Drew Brees doesn't have a career night or a career opener, at least? They don't want to go 0-2
either. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a battle Sunday. And for us, we have things that we know we got to do to make it tough for him. It's like what we see on the regular with Tom. You know, it's, you can't fool him, really. You know, you're not going to, you know, we're not going to go out there Sunday and run some defense that Drew Brees has never seen before. But we got to try to, you know, make it tough and not just, you know, align and everything and, you know, make everything easy for him to read. We know he's a quarterback that loves being able to read coverages. He knows as soon as he sees a coverage where he wants to go with the football. So it's going to be about competing in individual one-on-one matchups. And, you know, obviously it's going to be about trying to get to him in a rush and you know, not allowing them to sit back there. But it's tough. You know, we're going to have to really come and compete our butt off for 60 minutes to even have a chance for him not to have a career night, you know. So I think guys are up for the challenge. We've kind of really focused in on their personnel and, you know, what they like to do throughout the week, and we just got to stay on it all the way up to game day.
Is it difficult to balance what you're talking about in terms of kind of keeping Brees on his toes and, you know, not making him comfortable in terms of what he's looking at, but also on your end, maybe keeping things simple? You guys do have a lot of moving pieces on that side of the ball, and, you know, I'm sure to some extent maybe that'll help you guys. So how do you balance that between keeping things simple but making it hard on him at the same time?
I remember in college, my coach Yannis always said you want it to be, you know, simple me, complex them. And, you know, I think the good thing for us is, you know, Matty P's always going to come up with stuff that is something we do. It's natural to what we do as a defense, but it might be hard for them. And, you know, you try to do those things, but like you said, how exactly you do it, I don't know, but you have to find that balance. And that's every week of, you know, doing things that's hard for the offense to, you know, deal with, but also stuff that's not crazy for you that you struggle to do, and it's just a big mess. So You know, that's always a battle of, you know, the coaches coming up with stuff and us doing it during the practice week. So when you get to the end of the week, like, does this work? Does this not work? Do we need to do it? And, you know, that's always a great dialogue between us and the coaches of trying to figure all that out.
Who was that coach that had that saying?
Simple Nate. Shiano. Yeah. I learned some things along the way.
Yeah, but as one of the captains and, you know, in wake of Tom's questioning attitude and so on, how important is it for Tom, to see how the players respond come Sunday?
I think it's big for us to go just lead the way. I think it's good for us to come out and challenge, you know, ourselves and our teammates, you know, about that. But I think the biggest thing when you are a captain or a leader, which we have a lot of other guys that are leaders that are not captains, is to go out and do it, you know, to start the game doing it. And then, you know, obviously we struggled in the fourth quarter last week. When the fourth quarter comes up, still being able to do what you're doing and making sure you're keeping guys' energy levels up and, you know, you try to do those things all throughout the game. But I've always felt, you know, no matter what role you played as a captain or anything, you know, the best way that someone can watch you and, you know, do what you're saying or do what you're doing is by seeing it. You know, we can't challenge guys and then go out there and not do that. So I think it's key for, you know, every veteran, every leader on this team to go out there and start it off the right way and allow the young guys. You know, we had a lot of guys that was the first time being here playing for the Patriots in a live game. So we have to just continue to do that, and, you know, guys will follow.
Hey, Devin, speaking of captain's title, your former college and now longtime pro teammate, Victor Duran, is a captain. What did you recognize in him at an early age, whether it was in college or when he came to this organization and told you he was a leader to be?
Just his urgency to get better. As a freshman in college, he was always, him and Logan, always, you know, two of the four or five guys in the weight room after everything's done, doing more stuff, lifting weights. You know, then when he got here, it was the same thing. Him asking me a ton of questions about everything, trying to learn as much as possible, trying to, you know, play free safety, play strong safety, you know, play the different sub packages that we have. And I think that starts with that willingness to go out there and put yourself out there to learn and try to get better as a player. I think other guys see that. And, you know, sometimes being a leader is just going out there and performing well. And, you know, especially when you're a young guy and you know, other guys see that. And then to me, the great thing is, you know, as he's grown in this league in years, the past, you know, probably year and a half, he's become more vocal. You know, I mean, guys joke around and call him the voice. He's always kind of chiming in at the right time, and I think that's just his comfort level now, where he doesn't mind talking. And I think it was great to see him, you know, be elected captain from his teammates, because it reassures him that he's doing the right thing, and I think it allows him to be even more comfortable speaking up and letting his voice be heard, because he is a hard worker. He does everything the right way. He's made big plays for this team, and, you know, I think guys definitely can learn from him.
Is there opportunities for new leaders to emerge on this team, considering Julian got hurt and there's other guys who aren't here from last year, and now there's so many new faces?
Yeah, I think we're going to need that. You know, I think every team's like that. You know, as you play the season, you know, as you open the season, guys have roles, but as the season goes on, roles will always change. You know, like you just said, with Julian going down, you know, we had guys that might not have had such a role, you know, before when he was up. You know, he goes down, now guys' roles change. And in this league, that's always going to change. You know, you don't know what's going to happen week to week. So we're going to need guys, you know, that might not have even been here last year, step up and have a different type of role. You know, maybe it's not playing every snap on offense or defense or, you know, but it's being a leader in whatever role they play. If it's a third down package or something, you know, that's always been great here. We've had guys step up and you know, lead different smaller roles, bigger roles, and, you know, be really good at what they do.
Devin, do you have to do more this week in terms of trying to communicate the defense and help out whoever has the green dot, making sure, especially with this offense, as complex as?
I just think going off last week, we have to do more, not just myself, but as a whole, to make sure we're all on the same page on every play. That we're aligned right, that we're playing the right techniques. You know, if we don't have those things, the small fundamentals and small details of the play, like, we can't have a good defensive play. And I think we have to really harp on that throughout the rest of this week, and then obviously when we get there Sunday, of just making sure we have all those things right before the play starts so that we give ourselves a chance. You know, there was times last week we just didn't give ourselves a chance to have a good play. And I think, you know, that doesn't come from, you know, Kyle with the green dot, or, you know, myself or Duran in the middle of the field as the signal caller for the safeties. It's all 11 guys on the field, you know, being on the same page, doing it the right way. Well, I talked to two of my friends play up there. I told them they're pretty lucky. They don't have any more padded practices. But it's different. You know, it's not many times we tackle live in practice anyway, just because of the risk of injury and all of that stuff. So I don't know. I think it's tough overall as a football team to get better without, you know, any, you know, you go full pads, I guess, all the way into the end of their training camp, and then for the rest of the year, you're only full pads once a week on game day. I think that's a little tough as a football player to be able to do. But, you know, I guess they'll test it and study and see. But I don't see that coming anytime soon for us here. But who knows? If it extends their career, I'm all for it. No problem.